Hey Dreamers, Joe here, and I want to tell you about my upcoming book release. It's called 31 Life-Changing Concepts, and I want to give it away to all of you for free right now. All you have to do is go to howtodream.co/book and download the PDF format. The only thing I ask is that when it comes out, you review the book on Amazon, as well as download it for free in the first 5 days. On the same page, howtodream.co/book, which is my Disney music mashup, I've posted the brand new video for Adventuratorium. So please check it out and let me know what you think. Thank you for all your love and support.
This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
You would never tell I've done like 150 episodes.
I'm just assuming you're really good with editing, that's all.
I am. Hey Dreamers, I'm Joe Pardo, and today I'm talking with Jody Wisenhunt, who is, that's right, right?
Yes.
Okay. Who is making her dreams come true by helping homeschoolers with her Magical Mouse Schoolhouse. Glad to have you on the show, Jody.
Hi Joe, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Glad that we could get you on and talk about homeschooling, which I know nothing about, and you know, transitioning from being in the corporate world to turning your passion into a successful hobby.
Yes, that's exactly what I've done.
Yeah, I know. I checked before the show. So why don't we get started by giving some background about yourself, Jody?
I am a wife and mom of three kids. I've spent the first part of my adulthood in the corporate office, and then I was able to retire and spend time with my kids at home. And when my oldest, who is now 19, when he was little, we started homeschooling. He just thrived in all that we were doing, and the other two came along, and we took our first trip to Walt Disney World when Kyle was 11 and Chloe was 2 and Adam was just a baby, and we fell head over heels in love with the magic of Walt Disney World and just had to keep returning and coming back and coming back, and because you can't take it all in at once. There's no way one trip will ever satisfy. We started with our friends. We started incorporating Disney into our homeschool lessons, and a friend of mine, Carol Beth, with 3D Travel, suggested I start a blog. She said, you and I are already doing this. I know there's some other people doing this, but there's no resources out there. Why don't you start a blog and help other people see how they can have some fun, what I like to say, learn while you play with the magic of Walt Disney Entertainment. And so Magical Mouse Schoolhouse opened its doors on February 1st of 2010, and we're celebrating 5 years this coming Sunday.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
So it's been a great time for you so far, and pretty successful, I would say, right?
I have found a lot of success online, yeah, and I've met, I consider the friends I've made along the way part of that success. People like you and other people who run some fan sites out there that I've networked with and really developed some great friendships with people who share the same passion.
Yeah, I mean, we met because of my album Adventuratorium, and I don't quite remember. I think it was I'm blanking on the name who introduced us of Diz Dads. Aaron, right?
Aaron Ripmaster. Yeah.
Yes, that's yes. Yes. So yeah, it was great getting to work with you then, and I'm glad to, you know, just a few months later I started my own show, and here I am. So it's great when these things type. It's just such a
easy
bad
for
day.
You to say.
it's such a great feeling when, you know, when we do things that we want to do because we're good at them and we enjoy them, And, you know, we don't always have to get paid for what we do, but we do enjoy the, you know, the pleasure of getting to meet people sometimes from all around the world that we would have no business getting to meet otherwise, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, you would just be traveling back and forth to Disney, not even like realizing right. like maybe I should move here, or maybe there's a whole world of people that get it like I do.
Right. And it's been great to meet those people that I didn't even know were out there before, you know?
No, I totally, totally agree. So you've actually published some books, right? Or at least one book.
One book, yes. I self-published.
And what was that book about?
I basically converted the blog to book format. It's a little more organized. It's also titled Magical Mouse Schoolhouse, Learn While You Play at Walt Disney World Resort. And so while the blog covers a whole lot more, it covers all the Disney resorts, Disneyland Paris, Tokyo, Hong Kong, cruise line, movies and TV shows and stuff. The book only focuses on Walt Disney World. I'd like to publish a Disneyland version as well that's in the works. But it takes many of the articles that I had written and converted them into book form, so you can easily thumb through and say, let's look at one at Magic Kingdom. And here we go. You know, there's... And what I do is I write about a topic, say, Space Mountain. So I'll write some information about Space Mountain, perhaps its history, perhaps some trivia that you may not know, talk about Space Mountain. And then at the end of the article, I'll leave, it's called a Today's Takeaway, which is a way to apply what we just talked about into a homeschool lesson. And it can vary. It can be an arts and crafts, simple little activity, or it can be an entire physics lab. It's not a full curriculum. It's just a way to supplement what people are already doing in their homeschool classrooms, give their kids a break from, you know, boring old textbooks and, you know, and give them something that interests them. And, you know, when kids are interested in what they're studying, they get more involved in it. And I have found that it's a more effective way to teach.
Now, were you homeschooled as a kid? Like, how did this whole homeschooling thing come up?
No, I was not. I went to the public schools, and so did my husband. My husband actually had a terrible experience in the district he went to, but I was one of those that actually enjoyed school and did well. But by the time our son came along, our first son, he was 4 when the Columbine shootings happened. The area we lived in had okay schools, but with my husband's bad experience, we didn't really want him in the public school system. Couldn't really afford a private school and realize those are not necessarily any better. So we were looking at other options. And my boss at the time had just brought his kids home from the public schools and was thriving. And he would come to work every day and just tell me about the changes and the positive changes and the improvements his kids were making and just how well they were learning and how more effective what they were doing was compared to what they had experienced before. And I just kind of sat at his feet and said, teach me. And he and his wife, you know, gave me their resources. I connected with some other people and we began homeschooling, and my son just thrived in it. He had been terribly shy with homeschooling. He just blossomed. We were able to plug into all sorts of activities and groups, and he made friends and just, you know, lifelong friends. He's still in contact with some of those kids. And the other two came along. There was just never any question, you know, this what we're doing. So they're doing it too.
So what was the biggest roadblock you've hit with all the blogging and the writing of the book and, well, I guess development of the book?
Well, development of the book. I originally wanted it to be traditionally published by a recognized publisher. I pitched agents and editors, many, many agents and editors. I sent my proposal to. And I got back letter after letter saying, what a great concept. Oh, what a great proposal. What a great topic. This is great. But they just didn't know where to plug it in. It was too Disney or too homeschool or too this or too that. It was too niche, basically. through an advisement from some other author friends, and they said, you know what, you should probably self-publish. You can earn more money from it that way anyway, instead of splitting royalties and, you know, getting, you know, just a fraction of what your work is worth. Just sell it directly. And so I went that route, and it's available on Amazon.com or on CreateSpace. There's a link on the sidebar of Magical Mouse Schoolhouse that will take you directly to the Amazon one. It's also in Nook and Kindle format, too, so if you prefer electronic readers, it can be downloaded that way, too.
Have you felt like you've gotten the reach with it that you were looking for?
I think so, and I could probably publicize it some more. It was originally published in 2012, so it's been sitting out there a while, but I still get steady sales from it. I also use it for giveaways and promotional ideas. I think a lot of people still don't know it's out there. And I've also had public school teachers and parents whose kids are in traditional schools that tell me they use it too. And they'll use it during the summer when their kids are off so that they're not just sitting there stagnating all summer long. It keeps them active and doing things. I've had teachers tell me they use it in their classrooms for supplements. In fact, I run a monthly incentive program called Earn Your Ears, which is free. It kind of takes what I do on the blog, it takes it a little more in depth, and they have an entire month to do an activity and then provide proof of completion. I don't send grades, and like I said before, it's not a full curriculum. But if they show me that they've been actively participating in their education, then they get a little reward at the end of the month. And right now I have two classrooms in North Carolina, public school classrooms that are using Magical Mouse Schoolhouse in their curriculum. And that blew me away right there. That was a big step in success for me. You know, it's not about income. It's not about, you know, paying the bills and that kind of thing. People are finding what I do to be helpful to them. And that makes me smile.
It's amazing what can happen when you put aside the fact that, hey, I need to make a bunch of money and let's come up with that $1 million idea. And you just start doing something. And in your case, when you transition your passion into a successful hobby, and sometimes success doesn't necessarily have to come in the way of money, but it can come in people and experiences and, you know, being recognized for what you do, even if it's not by the entire world, and then even if it's not in the form of large sacks of money.
Right. That would be nice.
Well, hey, you know,
if that came my way, I wouldn't turn it down.
Well, I don't blame you. There's definitely a need for money because it helps fuel the whole hobby and everything. But you know, you do it. You start because you love it. And you stay consistent with it because you love it, not because there's the, you know, pot of gold on the other side.
Right, exactly. I knew that I would never run out of material to write about with Disney. Things are constantly changing. They've got so much out there already. I will never run out of anything to write about. And I can't see myself losing interest in it ever, you know, even moving here, now we've been here a year and getting to, you know, we have annual passes, so we can go to Disney whenever we want. And we wondered at first, would that make it less magical? And it has not. It has not. It is still every bit as exciting to drive under that welcome arch that says Walt Disney World Resort as it was the first time we ever did it. Every time we go there, it's like, you were at the Disney World! And we're excited, and we always experience something new. You know, it's the parks are different every time you're in them, and it doesn't lose its magic. And so the passion just continues to grow, really. I don't see it ever fading away.
So what would be some tips that you have for people who are looking to turn their passion into a successful hobby?
Well, it takes a dedication, for one thing, because the success, however you define it, does not happen overnight. And it takes time and effort and energy to build an audience. Well, first to find that audience and help them find you. So you need to be patient, and you need to be willing to give it that time that it takes to get out there and to build relationships with your fans as they come along, interact with them and develop relationships, and they will not only visit your site, but then they'll be recommending your site to other people because, you know, you've established, you're not just some bot out there just, you know, spamming their inboxes. You're someone who has a passion, and they'll see that. And if you have quality material too, on a consistent basis, then they will want to come back for more.
Yeah, I can't resonate that enough. The building of friendships out of people who are fans of what you do is tremendous. And getting people and meeting people that you've never even met before who already know who you are because of your work is, I mean, the feeling is amazing.
It is.
It doesn't matter if it's one person or 100 or 1,000 people. It's still just, it's astonishing how many lives you can touch and how much of a difference you can make in the world, even if it's just on a small scale.
True. It's very true.
Jody, what was your childhood dream growing up?
I don't know that I really had one that stood out. I knew I enjoyed writing. I didn't really know how to pursue that, I guess, as a kid until college, really. There, for a while, around 20, 21, I wanted to be a country music songwriter. Don't you laugh at me. But but I was actually exploring that. I couldn't write the music, but I could write the lyrics. I actually sent them into the Library of Congress and trademarked my lyrics, and I wouldn't dare read them to you right now, but I did that. That was, I guess, my first foray into publication. But then when I started, you know, having things published here and there, it was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. This is the path I want to follow. So I guess in a way I have made a dream come true. Online publication and, you know, with my book. And that was definitely an exciting day. When I first got my first book in my hands, that was thrilling. I can't deny that.
What was your family's reaction to you wanting to publish your first book?
My husband and children have been behind it from the start. They were just as thrilled as I was. I think maybe my siblings were kind of surprised, like, you published a book? Like, really? You really did that? But they're, you know, they're thrilled too. And my sister homeschooled her daughter through high school, but the other siblings, I don't think they really fully grasp the homeschooling concept. They support it, of course. So I'm not sure that they really understand what I do completely. They just know I'm a, you know, I really like Disney, I think. And I'm getting to do some cool stuff because I really like Disney.
Well, you know, you're not alone there.
Yeah.
So Jody, what do your dreams for the future look like?
Well, I would love to monetize what I'm doing. I would appreciate some kind of income coming in from this. And so I'm exploring avenues and ways to do that. I would like to get that Disneyland version published of my book, and potentially, I don't know if I would include them all in one, but I certainly have enough material for maybe a cruise line edition, and maybe group the international parks into another smaller edition. So I'd like to keep seeing that grow, because I do like for people to be able to have a book in their hand and on their shelf. You know, if they don't have access to Wi-Fi or a computer, they can still have the book and say, hey, kids, you're driving me crazy. Let's do this. You know, it's raining or it's a snow day or whatever. Instead of the kids being bored and complaining, they can pull that off the shelf and have some fun and learn. And oftentimes the kids don't even realize they're learning because they're having too much fun with whatever the Disney topic is, you know. So I would like to see it continue to grow and continue to network and move forward.
So is there any last thoughts you'd like to share?
Oh, you stumped me on that one.
Well, I've been stumped the whole time, so.
Yeah, now you got me. I would say if you're passionate about something, especially Disney, go ahead and pursue it. That's kind of how I define success, is if you are doing what you love. You know, like we said earlier, money is not the defining aspect. Sure, that helps. And I would like to achieve some of that with what I'm doing, but, you know, that's not my end goal. My goal is to continue pursuing my passion and doing what I love, and that brings not happiness to me, but it brings other people joy and helps them to find new adventures in their homeschooling activities. And you know how Walt wanted to build his theme park because he wanted a place where parents and children could play together? And I feel like that's kind of what I do with Magical Mouse Schoolhouse. The parents and children are involved in this together, and it's something that's fun and interesting, and they get to learn while they're doing it.
I thought Walt needed a money printing machine. I thought that's why.
That came later.
Well, Jody, I would love for you to plug your websites and how people can connect with you.
Great, thanks. Well, the website is magicalmouseschoolhouse.com. We are also on Facebook. Again, you'll find it's at Magical Mouse Schoolhouse or facebook.com/magical.mouse.schoolhouse. We are on Twitter. Our handle is Magical Mouse SCH because the whole word doesn't fit. So Magical Mouse SCH. Instagram, the whole word does fit. So Instagram, Magical Mouse Schoolhouse. And we are on Pinterest, which is also Magical Mouse SCH. Yeah, Magical Mouse. Go. I'm on Vine, too. I think it's Magical Mouse SCHLHS, Schoolhouse, kind of abbreviated. So.
Well, I'll have all of them in the show notes at howtodream.co.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Not a problem. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time, Jody, to come on today.
Well, I really appreciate you having me. It's been fun.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.
Hey Dreamers, Joe here. I really appreciate you listening to Dreamers Podcast. If you'd like to find out how to support the show, please visit howtodream.co/support for all the ways you can help out. Thanks for the support, and please keep on dreaming.